It was a summit of strong language amid scenic views. Leaders of the seven highest income countries stressed how united they are in the condemnation of Russia's war in Ukraine. Missile attacks on Kyiv and a crowded supermarket in Kremenchuk taking place during the summit only increased their anger.
We will continue to hold up and drive up the economy and political costs of this war for President Putin and his regime. To that end, it's important to stand together, also during the long haul that will surely be at stake here. And we will also resolutely counter the Russian narrative that this is actually a conflict where only the West, the so-called global West, is condemning this attack, and otherwise the world is watching what Russia is actually doing. That is not the case.
Leaders acknowledge the fallout of the war is increasingly being felt around the world and needs urgent action. But they said little about a possible solution to a Russian blockade of Ukrainian grain. An additional $4.5 billion package to protect people around the world against hunger is seen by aid organizations as disappointing.
The focus is on the war in the Ukraine, and they found billions and billions of dollars for that. And they haven't found the money that we need to fight hunger. For their own communique says that over 323 million people worldwide, a new record, could face starvation in the next few months. $4.5 billion is a drop in the ocean for that. So it's a real failure by the G7.
With the war in Ukraine and the energy crisis taking nearly all their attention, the main loser here seems to be the climate. A German-led reversal on a ban for public funding on fossil fuels is seen by environmental groups as a real setback. While still depending on Russian fossil fuels for their energy supply, G7 leaders appeared more concerned with lowering energy prices and trying to reduce Russia's large profits on oil and gas. They agreed to investigate whether to impose a controversial price cap on Russian oil.
The situation is absurd. The rise in global energy prices helps to fund the war in Russia. That's the reality. So the idea to cap prices is a very good one. The difficulty is a technical one. Russian oil doesn't flow only through one pipe. It's sold in several countries.
With many crises unresolved, the leaders are traveling to Madrid to join other NATO partners at a summit which will determine the future of the alliance. Stepfasten, Al Jazeera, in Garmisch-Partenkirchen.